Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. And I would like to welcome everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, the retired fire captain, Matt Bruce. You've heard about me before. I've talked about it. I was at a group last night where we heard Monty Kiffin, legendary former defensive coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What a meeting that was. And we'll be here tonight with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, always remember, a special shout-out goes out right to begin with to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. In addition to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, where I believe tonight is probably a little bit cooler than it is where I'm at, because suddenly today we hit 80 degrees. Yippee-i-o, cow patty. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
They're out on the porch tonight with their shorts and their T-shirts, because right now it is on one temperature, it's 66. On the other one, it's 67 right now.
Oh, wow. Well, we've got, 58 where I'm at right now, but it's pretty cold across Southern California as we have these very high Santa Ana winds continuing on into parts of Thursday, maybe on into the weekend.
Well, I will take what we got, and I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, we've got so much news. We could go in several different directions tonight. But because I had something sent to me by somebody, I'm going to do a little theme stuff here. So let's get this started. You ready, Kyle?
I'm ready.
Oh, Jeffy Poo Zucker got himself in a big bunch of trouble. CNN will never be the same right now. And, of course, Jeff Zucker has bit the dust. And I wonder if he's going to take his little, short, fat, bald compadre with him.
Very good question. Well, you know, Captain, he's resigning over a consensual relationship, as it seems.
So he says.
So he says, with another colleague, it seems to have been an open secret for quite some time, but this evidently came about during the investigation into the Chris Cuomo matter, and so this arrived, and he said he didn't disclose the relationship, and he was resigning. Now, that's the official story. We'll see exactly what kind of story maybe truly emerges here as we go through, because there's a lot happening there at CNN, especially, I think, isn't Cuomo looking to sue CNN for his contract?
Oh, yeah.
This kind of thing. So
yeah, big time.
A lot is happening. That's right. That's right. So now CNN is definitely at a crossroads, and you mentioned Brian Stetler, basically, where he's going to go from here, maybe is anybody's guess. I think he was he's protected by Zucker, or a favorite of Zucker at the very least. So we'll see what happens to Stetler. the dominoes will continue at CNN, I think.
I'm positive. And now we got to see what's going to happen to Chris Wallace, who's over there doing God knows what. All right, let's go to the phone line. And we've got Mr. Mike over there in Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's up?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. So CNN, you kind of stole my thunder to begin with.
Too bad.
I know.
Too bad. So sad. Too bad.
Yep, Chris Cuomo is definitely going to go after him, as he should. You know, it's crazy, right? The Democrats are pretty much do as I say, not as I do. The second thing with the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing, if Tucker Carlson would have said that, or, you know, God forbid somebody on Fox News would have said that, there would have been hell to pay. But because it's Whoopi Goldberg, she gets a 2-week suspension. So what do you think, Kyle? I think it's there's a lot of hypocrisy and double standard. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, Kyle, let me try first here. I don't give a rat's ass about Whoopi Goldberg. She changed her name to Whoopi to give her that little Jewish flair. You know that, right?
Well, I think her real name is Karen something.
Yeah, well, she's a Karen, all right. But whose girlfriend was she for a long time?
I don't know. Who?
Ted Danson.
Oh, that's, yeah, I remember, yeah, she was with Ted Danson for a while.
For a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's your turn.
Well, thanks for the call, Mike. And, I think that what Whoopi said was obviously incorrect, out of context. It was about race. She has apologized.
Hold that thought, because you're going to get cut off right there. There you go. That the computer just cut you off. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And if you're hungry, listen to this.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Mixon's Fruit Farm, located in
Bradenton. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. We got a really good group that shows up on the first Thursday of each month there at Mixon's, and I hope you can stop by and see us too. We have some great conversations, and boy, that orange swirl ice cream is to die for too. Don't forget the Captain's Club. That's my personal choice. Now, let's also talk about, for just a second, this segment being brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell has done it again. Just when I thought he couldn't top himself, here we go again. He's brought out the special sheet. Now, the MyPillow sheets and towels are on sale right now. Wait till you hear this one. The towels that were $39.99, which was a savings of 60%, are now $29.99. which is a savings of 70%. So you can take advantage of that by going to MyPillow.com, using the promo code CAPTAIN, ordering the towels, and boom, you save yourself a whole bunch of money. Now, you can also call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget the Radio Listener Specials page there, too, when you go on there, and you'll find about 150 or so items where you can save a big chunk of money. So promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell does it again. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had another funeral yesterday. We'll go to the West Coast for a murdered LAPD cop. I believe he was a rookie, And his lieutenant really, really got into it, got emotional, got very, very, very definitive with what he said. He declared war on the woke narrative that's getting the police shot at and killed. And he put the anti-police climate on notice. And I do believe a warning has been issued in Los Angeles by the police department that, hey, you want to mess with us, you're going to get more than you can handle.
Well, Captain, the demonization of the police forces all over the country leads to a disregard, really, for authority. It leads to a disregard for the men and women in blue behind the badge,
uh-huh,
out there putting their lives on the lines. And this lieutenant you mentioned, in his eulogy, he talked about Officer Arroyos. He was 27 years old when he was killed in basically what was a robbery at gunpoint. And he said, "You expressed your issues to your loved ones in many instances about how criminals weren't being held accountable for his or her actions and the way it was irritating for the police and far more heartbreaking for the harmless victims." So that's exactly what's been going on. And, Captain, it simply means that something has to change, especially when it comes to the district attorney, for example, in Los Angeles, and his literally, you know, lunatic policies that he's brought into place. Something has to change, and hopefully this is that first salvo to say enough is enough.
Yeah, and to be continued, right?
That's right.
Now, President Joe Biden yesterday announced that he was sending 2,000 U.S.-based troops to Poland and Germany and shifting 1,000 soldiers from Germany to Romania as demonstrations of American commitments to our allies on NATO's eastern flank amid the fears of a Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Now, if I'm Vladimir Putin, I'm laughing over this one.
Yeah, to say that is a token response.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's not even, it doesn't even move the needle. It doesn't register on the radar. All these kinds of different expressions we could use. It just means one thing, that the Biden administration continues to founder. It has literally no idea what to do next. Although it did, I think, ramp down the idea of an imminent invasion. They're not going to call it imminent for any longer. But you know what? It could be. It just depends on what Putin wants to do. And Putin seems to think that he can now do anything.
Well, of course, he's dealing with a weak president and a weak United States, and the world knows it.
Well, that's right. So, in other words, the shifting around of the troops and so forth is not going to really mean anything to Putin. But what might make some sense to Putin, again, is the idea of whether or not we would be actively helping the Ukrainians and so forth. But again, it all remains to be seen. But once you get that many troops on the other side, all lined up and ready to go, something could happen to precipitate that action. You know, it's a very dangerous situation from moment to moment.
Well, we know they've got a lot of ammunition that was shipped to them. We know they've got a lot of these shoulder-fired missiles, anti-tank missiles, that were shipped to them. We also know that we have special forces in country that are teaching them how to use this material. So maybe that's what they're looking for. Plus, we also know that a lot of civilians have been activated as part of a reserve component, if you will, to the military they've got. So they're doing a lot of things in that respect, which is what I would think they'd be doing anyway, right?
Well, one would think, and we have seen some reports, especially of volunteers outside of Kiev and so forth, you know, getting ready for whatever might come and doing some, you know, military-style training. But in the face of the Russian army, I hate to say, I don't know exactly how much that kind of resistance is going to do. But in the end, Vladimir Putin is making the calculations here. And you can see it, that's exactly what he's doing. What's really scary is that when you look at President Biden, I don't think he's making any calculations of any kind.
He doesn't know how to calculate.
Well, right. But or is the Politburo, and I mean the Biden Politburo, are they making calculations?
Sure.
In other words, who's running the show, and what? In other words, what is going to happen if Putin does make that move? Some think that he doesn't really want to make that move, but if he follows through on it, the White House better be hitting the ground running, that's for sure. But I don't think they can.
No, and it's also going to trigger whatever China's going to do and the other end of things with Taiwan.
Well, that's exactly right. And now you've got a two-front problem. And unfortunately, the deterioration that Biden is suffering, and again, this pains me to say it, you know, we're Americans. This is the American president. But what's happening now is that the situation's getting so grave that you can't have somebody who can't really handle it because of the deterioration that he's suffering. You know, now the world's going to go into chaos and catch on fire.
Did you see his wife reach out yesterday and grab his hand and literally lead him off the stage?
No, I didn't. Is that what she did?
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yep. She literally led him off the stage. He was like a little boy following his mother.
Well, you know, Captain, the presidency for any person, regardless of their age, their physical state of being, whatever it is, you know, just having the weight of the world, literally the weight of the world on your shoulders. I can't imagine, you know, how Joe Biden would be faring in something like this. He's a very special person.
The pressure is getting to him, and the more pressure there is, the worse the dementia gets. That's all part of it. All right. Well, you know, Joe Biden admitted again to leaking a written response to Russia, and he said, yep, those are real.
Here we go again. Are these things that need to be out there or confirmed, you know, this kind of thing?
And then we've got Senator Josh Hawley, who I think is a pretty sharp cookie, but he's being chastised by the Dems and a few on the right. He's called on Biden to suspend his support for the Ukrainian NATO membership to tamp down things.
Yes, he is. Now, by the way, I think he was asked about at the press briefing with Jen Psaki. And I think Jen Psaki responded something about these were Russian talking points of some sort.
Yep.
And that the United States believes in, get this. I thought this was actually pretty rich. She said, well, you know, the United States believes in the sovereignty of countries. And I'm thinking, and I don't want to digress, but I'm thinking, well, wait, what about our border? I mean, are you talking about a sovereign country? You know, come on, man. I almost did a Joe Biden. But the idea that it's Russian right. talking points is ridiculous.
All right, hold on. You're going to get cut off. There you go, right there. You just got cut off. All right, folks, I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. And today is Mixon Fruit Farms Day. I'll be down here at the Mixon Roadside Cafe for lunch. See you there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
State Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways about Lujan's health. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analyst expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for going on 7 years, and I take it twice a day, every day, to keep it in my system because I've had this ongoing problem with my left leg and ankle and foot where the swelling comes in and the pain gets in there, and if I wasn't taking it, it would really be a lot worse than what it is. And it is 100% drug-free. Now, what I like about it is the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are products that are actually good for you, because not only does it help your body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, but also lowers or eliminates the pain that you got by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, all you got to do is try the 1995 3-week quick start. There's no membership clubs. There's none of that stuff to do. It's a straight $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You get it in 3 to 5 days from Relief Factor, and away you go. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try that 3-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Tell me about Susan Sarandon.
Well, Captain, actress Susan Sarandon, or Sarandon, I think some people pronounce her name as well.
Surround yourself with Sarandon.
That's right. Well, she retweeted a tweet, evidently, that had an image showing the funeral of the NYPD police officer who was slain. And she wrote on the tweet, basically, which showed all of the police, you know, all the motorcycles and the police in their dress uniforms and so forth. She said, quote, "I'm going to tell my kids this is what fascism looks like," unquote. And she received, of course, obviously, and rightly so, a huge backlash on that.
Huh.
And, yeah, so it's so unfortunate, you know. Now, of course, Susan Sarandon, she's always been, as far as I can remember, you know, kind of a left-leaning Hollywood actress, somebody who, and also I think recently supported Bernie Sanders for president, you know, has those kinds of far-left, you know, progressive-style policies. But what's really going on here, Captain, is, you know, she doesn't know what this looks like. She has no idea what this is at all. And obviously, it's not fascism.
No.
But, you know, really what it is, it's grief. It's frustration, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's saying, you know, it's a way of the community coming together and saying, we're not going to bend on when these things happen, and we're not going to forget, you know, when these things happen.
Yeah.
But she's just out to lunch.
And I realize that she's in this defund the police stuff because she believes the police are the almighty bad guys and this, that, and the other. But, hey, do us a favor, Susan. Just go away.
Right. You know, and honestly, you know, this was these police deaths, you know, Captain, you know, they are shocking. They every single time.
We've had three more in the last 2 days.
Exactly.
Gee,
they're all shocking, and they should not become, you know, the latest count of how many police were ambushed today. This is ridiculous. Our society is literally falling apart, and I'm not saying that to be an alarmist.
No.
I'm saying that to say these are the things that are happening, and the good people of the world will turn out for these funerals,
yep,
and they will honor the fallen, and this kind of ridiculous nonsense of what she said is just has, you know, she can say it. It's a free country. She can make her expression, but it has no place in a society.
And I'll say this again on this show, and I'll say it till I haven't got a breath of air to say. We've got your back, the boys in blue, girls in blue. We've got your back on this show.
That is exactly right, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you know, we all can do things in our day-to-day lives because we have the men and women in blue behind the badge who are out there putting their lives on the line, you know, so that we can live our lives in peace. And you know what, Captain? The number one thing, they deserve to go home at night.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, in the United States, battles over the military and civilian pandemic restrictions continue to rage. Meanwhile, though, many other nations from Italy to France and to the Netherlands are beginning to relax those limits. Now, step by step, many countries are easing mandates and striving for something approaching normalcy amid the hopes the Omicron wave may have passed its peak. About time we do it here.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, as I look at the calendar, Captain, here we are. Well, yesterday it was 2/2/22, right?
Yep.
Today
yep.
It's 2/3/22. But it seems to me we're still in an election year. We just got into an election year. So unfortunately, I don't know that we can follow the example of many in the rest of the world on this right now, because the Democrat Party elite know that they have to continue to make hay out of COVID. You know, COVID's real. We have to be careful. We know how to deal with it. But they are going to, you know, really, really go for it at this point.
Yeah. Now, we also understand that Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, he's the Democratic senator from Connecticut, is furious about the Biden administration's pace of getting the people out of Afghanistan. Now, I talked to our lieutenant commander, our Navy lieutenant commander, at lunch Tuesday, which is another reason why you might want to show up at Mission Barbecue on a Tuesday, because he's there and he talks about what his group is doing to get the people that are still in Afghanistan out. And they got 89 people out, I believe it was last week, and there's another big group in the offing they're getting ready to bring out. Now, he can't say much more than that, but we'll just see what goes on. And this is important stuff.
It really is important stuff, but the Biden administration has far left behind the Afghanistan story. I don't think they want to hear the word Afghanistan mentioned in the context of the president, the White House, anything else that's going on, because they believe that that is a loser story for them. And even if they were able to try to do something great, you know, it would just, I just don't think they want to touch it with a 10-foot pole anymore. And that's because they're just being politicians. They're machine politicians. It's just crazy.
All right.
And these real people are languishing.
All
and
right.
Being killed.
Now, we've got our first AOC story tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
All right. This is our first AOC story tonight. She's put herself out there again. AOC is demanding Chucky Boy Schumer make life as difficult as possible for the obstructionists, her words not mine, Democratic Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, until she submits to the demands of the Democrats and the squad.
I don't doubt it. I'm just, why am I not surprised about this? But I would say this, though, Captain, you know, to the Democrats, other Democrats in the Senate and in the House, this is what awaits you. This is what awaits you with the mentality and the power base that AOC and the squad and others of their ilk and their thought process.
Can I say this again before we run out of time?
Sure.
They are morons.
Well, yeah.
Absolute flat-out morons.
Well, they're morons, and they believe if they can...
With a lot of money, I might add.
Well, with a lot of money, but if they can get enough influence or if they can create enough firestorm, they can get what they want. All they care about, they don't care about doing legislative things or
nope.
Congress things or stuff. They care about power. They don't like the United States of America.
Nope.
This is obvious, and every single thing is designed to take that down, basically, and Kyrsten Sinema just stood in their way. And guess what? Now you're going to just become public enemy number one. This is old-time Communist Party politic
yep.
stuff, you know, tactics.
Yep.
And it's just ridiculous.
Yep, it's the old strong-arm regime. Well, you know, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. We're getting ready to come back with our Truckers Highway and Byway news. And we certainly have got some dramatic weather news out there tonight. We've got this just unbelievable storm that's out there, with a winter storm warning that goes all the way to Maine, all the way from New Mexico and Texas and across the Midwest, all the way up into Maine. Unbelievable. I don't think I've seen a storm that's been that dramatic in a long time.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's really something.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Kyle Warren, myself, and the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And a pretty good tune, if I do say so myself. We're going to step back in history, listen to an oldie but goodie. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
got the bell bottoms on. I got the old boots showing. That brings back some memories, Kyle.
It really does. Goes back to 1975, Captain, with, of course, that great horn sound that KC and the Sunshine Band had. You know, those are the days of the mid-70s, Starsky and Hutch, and all kinds of great stuff like
and
that.
And he is still around touring the country.
He is, and I actually saw KC and the Sunshine Band.
I did, too. I saw him in a casino out there in the desert, an Indian casino out east of San Bernardino, I think it was. But there was a casino, and KC and the Sunshine Band was playing. And my wife says, is that for real? And I says, I don't know. You want to find out? She says, sure. So we went in there, and their next show was going to be about an hour later. So we went in and had something to eat and went and saw the show, and it was really pretty neat.
That is cool.
And everybody was standing up, and everybody was dancing.
Yeah,
everybody.
Well, their songs, yeah, their songs, you know, classic. And you can dance to them, and they still sound good today.
Yep. All right. Now, I got to read this, and then I'm going to give it to you. A large-scale and massive winter storm is going to impact the central, eastern, and southern U.S. over the next 2 to 3 days. Now, heavy snow is expected from the southern Rockies to northern New England, while heavy ice accretion is likely from Texas to Pennsylvania, and we got some areas where it's going to be all ice. Meanwhile, in the warm sector, there'll be heavy rain, flooding possible in the deep south, and severe thunderstorms near the central Gulf region. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. First thing we're going to mention, Richard the Marine chimed in earlier. He's got 37 degrees and cloudy from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. But up in Portland, they've got rain right now. So if you're traveling in or out of Portland, you want to be aware of that. But also, especially if you're traveling on I-84, and this is going to be south of Pendleton, as you head towards La Grande, as you head down towards Baker City, you're going to encounter sleet, but also snow on the interstate, so be very aware of that. Now, up north of that as well, as you come across I-90 out of Spokane, you're going to hit snow as you head into Coeur d'Alene. 4th of July pass right now, Captain's got 20 degrees. It's snowing very hard, so you definitely want to be aware of that as you go across those passes. We'll tell you more about the mountain passes as we continue. As you head down I-90 towards Missoula, Montana, you've also got snow on the interstate there as you head into Missoula. Now, also, we do have some other snow to tell you about, and this is happening down in New Mexico tonight, Alamogordo area. You've got sleet in that area, but you've also got snow just north of Alamogordo, so you want to be aware of that. If you're in the Ruidoso area, I think it was snowing there earlier. It might have stopped a little bit by now, but in that whole general area, you definitely have snow to contend with. Now, that being said, we've got some freeze warnings to tell you about. We've got freeze warnings around Kingman, Arizona. Also, freeze warning south of Phoenix down through Tucson. Also, a freeze warning in the central part of California along Highway 99 north of Bakersfield, and then also going up Interstate 5. It's going to go up just south of about Modesto. So you definitely want to have your fuel right wherever you're going through with these freeze warnings tonight. Another quick check of our mountain passes, Snoqualmie Pass. We've got snow, 28 degrees, snow and slush on the road. Cabbage Hill, snowing a lot. It's 31 degrees, and also partly foggy, too. So be careful out there.
Okay, freezing cold temperatures, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Now, getting into the snow, I-40 coming out of New Mexico all the way across Oklahoma. You'll pick up a winter storm warning right about Oklahoma City, but there's snow leading up to there. The winter storm warning will take you all the way across to St. Louis, and it also goes across Arkansas all the way to Memphis. When you get to Memphis, you're going to get out of the snow, and you're going to get into ice, all ice. And it's really going to be dangerous. There's going to be about 100 miles of freezing rain, sleet, and ice until you get into about 100 miles into Tennessee, about 100 miles into Kentucky, and then it also will be in the northern part, northern half of Alabama and the northern part of Georgia, and the mountains of North Carolina until the cold weather catches up to it, which it will, and it'll change it to all ice and all snow. That's about a day and a half or two down the line. In the meantime, winter storm warning, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, the bottom third of Michigan, all of Ohio, western third of Pennsylvania, all of upstate New York and western New York, all of Vermont, all of northern New Hampshire, all of northern Maine, and then Texas, the metroplex, you have a winter storm warning, right down through Dallas, through Fort Worth, down to San Antonio, down to Austin, over to Midland, and snow elsewhere across Texas, and just miserable, miserable weather. And then, as they said, the mid-central part of the Gulf right now, around Louisiana, we've got some fog. We've also got some developing storms in there that are going to work their way across. And then over on the East Coast, from Wilmington, North Carolina, on up to the Chesapeake Bay, on up to Jersey, Long Island, and up through that away, you've got fog tonight with the ensuing cold weather coming this way, and it's warmed up a little bit, but there is more winter weather coming that direction. This is going to be 2 or 3 days of miserable driving. So I-90, I-87, I-91, I-93, parts of I-95, I-80, I-70, I-64, I-35, I-57, I-55, I-59, I-25, I-35, and I-40, you're going to have some real challenges in different parts of the country. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Flying J.
All right, folks. Well, you've heard me tell you all about the Pilot and Flying J and how the good people there at the Pilot and Flying J love to give back to truckers, and truckers also love to give back as well. Well, the Pilot and Flying J is giving a great new promotion, and that is, it's called Gift from the Heart for the Heart. 10% of proceeds from their heart-themed gift cards or e-gift cards, e-gift cards, will be donated to the American Heart Association. So if you want to send your favorite trucker an e-gift card, you'll also be helping out a really great cause, the American Heart Association. Go to pilotflyingj.com, and when you stop in, don't forget to join the Drivers Club.
Yeah.
Earn points on everything that you buy. Download the app, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah. All right, and by the way, we support the Canadian truckers. I also support the American truckers, and I am a lifetime member of the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association, plus I'm a retired Teamster as well. So we stand behind the truckers. We put our money where our mouth is. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming up, hour number two.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.